Thank you, Jerry and Joe, and you too, and Tom. Have a wonderful trip to Minnesota and then to Washington. The Blue Jays' next three series are against three first-place teams. The Minnesota Twins moved into a first-place tie in the AL Central today, sweeping away the Boston Red Sox with a 6-4 win, while the Kansas City Royals were getting swept, losing 4-2 to the New York Yankees. So the Blue Jays remain tied with the Red Sox, four games now behind the first-place New York Yankees in the American League East. The Yankees have won three straight after losing 10 of 11. The Tampa Bay Rays fall a game and a half off the pace and just a game and a half ahead of the Blue Jays. Amazingly, the Rays are as close to last place as they are to first in the American League East, despite being only a game and a half back. Looks like we can take phone calls on Blue Jays Talk. Who knew? The phone lines are open at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. We'll have 10 minutes or so to take some calls. So get those dialing fingers dialing and get calling right away, because we're going to have to turn your calls around quickly and get to you fast. Again, 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Found out today, or found out just now, is just handed me. Oh, I missed the opportunity. I like the old 1960s bulletin style. This just handed me by Tom Young. There we go. I said it anyway. This just handed me. Tom Young says that we found out that Steve Tolleson tweaked his groin last night, so he wasn't available today, which is why Russ Martin spent the 9th and 10th inning out at second base. Martin making a play on a ground ball hit by Adam Eaton in the 9th inning, only the second time he's ever played second base in his major league career. And with the two innings today, Martin now has a grand total of four innings at first base, at second base in his career. Quick look at the scoreboard. I mentioned the Red Sox in a loss and the Yankees won. Seattle beat Tampa 3-0, a three-run homer by Nelson Cruz in the 9th inning after Chris Archer had thrown 8 innings of two-hit shutout with 12 strikeouts. He'd thrown only 95 pitches, but he didn't come back out for the 9th. Felix Hernandez did go the route on the 4-hit shutout for Seattle. The Mets beat the Phillies 7-0 behind a huge day from Noah Syndergaard. Throws 7 1/3 innings of 6-hit shutout, no walks, 6 strikeouts, and he goes 3-for-3 with a home run at the plate. So he is 4-for-9 now in his major league career. Cleveland beat the Rangers 12-6. In the National League, Rockies over the Reds 6-4. Pirates beat Miami 5-2. Right now, it's 0-0. Tigers and A's, they're in the bottom of the third. And the Giants lead Milwaukee 2-1. That game is in the bottom of the eighth. The Astros and Orioles set to go in about 15 minutes, but that game, the start of that game anyway, is going to be delayed a little bit by rain. A surprise Blue Jays talk for you, and let's get to the phones. Chris is in Toronto. You're going to be the leadoff man. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, it's great to hear you. A long-time listener, first-time caller right now.
All right,
you
welcome
aboard. You did a good job there, Mike.
Thank you.
Just going to say, I like this Jays team going forward. I really hope they don't jump to anything too abrasive here and make some trades that they shouldn't. I love Hoffman down the minors. I love Norris, love Sanchez. I think they're really built to go forward, maybe not this year, but down the future. But the one question I have for you today is, why wasn't maybe Kevin Pillar bunting in the bottom of the 10th there? He's not exactly the best hitter. You know, I love him in the field, but just what was going on there? We could have maybe had the tying shot if Valencia hit a single or anyone in the right after him. Just curious about that one.
Bunting with one out is never a good idea.
No.
I don't like sacrifice bunting at all. I think if it was first and second, nobody out, you would have seen Pillar bunting owing to the struggles that he's going through at the plate. And he squared up a couple of balls last night. He hit a couple of balls well today, and he did wind up with a hit and a walk. But in the overall, Kevin Pillar is 9 for his last 72, which is a 125 batting average.
That's a tough one right there.
Yeah, that, it's pretty awful right now what he's going through. But if you bunt there, then you got second and third and two out and one shot at tying the game with a single, and that's just not a good position to put yourself in.
I kind of like that shot, though. But who was on the bench left? I was at the stadium. I really didn't have anyone left. I mean, they had Martin at second. Was there any even left to hit? No.
Nope.
That's a tough one.
No, it was going to be Danny Valencia against a really tough righty.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, Mike. I really do like this team. Maybe not necessary this year, but I like them going forward. This is it's a good foundation. I hope they take that into consideration when they're looking in the offseason and who they should keep. Maybe not Gibbons, but Anthopoulos, I think, has done a good job.
Okay. Thanks for the call. And I hope they take all that into consideration as well. And you know that Alex Anthopoulos isn't going to make any franchise-changing short-term trades to give away the Hoffmans and Norrises and Castros and Sanchez's of the world and such. Alan in Toronto. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Mike. Giovanni Soto, what is wrong with him? I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. He's throwing the ball very gingerly. Is something wrong with his knee, with his elbow? And why aren't the Blue Jays stealing him blind? If I'm on the base pass, there's no way they're going to flag down me. If I'm getting any kind of leadoff, what is wrong with him?
Oh, I don't think they'd have any problem throwing you out, Alan.
Now they would. 30 years ago, they would.
I think, first of all, it seems readily apparent that Giovanni Soto has the thing, the yips, whatever you want to call it, where he just cannot throw the ball back to the mound without going through all those machinations. He has to put his right knee down, then his left knee down, then his glove hits the ground, and then he throws. But a lot of times, and it happened to Steve Sachs, it happened to Chuck Knobloch, it's happened to a lot of people. Russ Adams had it here. But a lot of times when they don't have time to think, when it's a quick reaction and you have to make that throw in a hurry, like he did today, Soto, with that little squibber that Edwin Encarnacion hit in the third inning, the throws are crisp and sharp and they're right there. Now, runners are 1-for-9 trying to steal against Soto this season, so he hasn't had a ton of success. We saw Reyes try to steal a bunch of times. I don't know why the Blue Jays didn't press the issue a lot more both Monday and today against Soto. I would have liked to see them make him make a throw, especially given everything that he seems to be going through back there. Apparently, they're going off his times to second base, but they might be old. They might not be, you know, again, only 9 people have tried to steal off of him this year. So I think his reputation is carrying it a little bit. I would have liked to see them try.
And the Blue Jays are going to have to be scoreboard watching the rest of the way through. I don't pay attention to what either the manager or the players say, that they have no control of what other teams do, because you're going to get good news and you're going to get bad news. Baltimore, if they win, it's bad news. If Boston loses, it's good news. Tampa Bay wins, it's bad news. New York loses, it's good news. And they're playing each other. So somewhere along the line, they're going to have to get red hot. They're going to have to win about 10 or 15 in a row and get red hot, because, you know, these other teams, you know, they're going to have to go in a slump as well.
That's not true at all, Alan. You know better than that. They're 4 games out of first place with 112 games left to play. Certainly they're not in a position where they require a 10-game or a 15-game win streak in order to get right back in this thing. There's a long way to go. They're starting to play better. The end of this homestand was better than the beginning of it. They should have done a lot better over the course of this homestand. They should have won today. They should have won. You know, it's a 5-5 homestand that probably should have been 8-2 or 9-1. And one hopes that eventually those things, those wins that should come, will come. Yeah, no, to say that they need a 10 or 15-game win streak, no. That would be if they're 8 or 9 games out, and they're not 8 or 9 games out. Let's take Eddie in Fort Erie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
You know what, I want to talk about what happened today in the game. I mean, like, I saw Bautista, you know, warming up his shoulder a little bit during practice for the game start, and you know what, we really need him back because it was unfortunate that the pop fly that Correa missed in the sun went for a couple of runs, and then Valencia, you know, jogging, trying to get the ball, try to throw it into the infield. I mean, like, you can't do those kind of things. And I'm hoping that Bautista will come back soon. If not for the Minnesota series in the outfield, hopefully in the Washington series, because you can't have the DH over there, you know?
Yeah, I know. They can't have a DH over there. Yeah, and Bautista's working on it. He's trying to strengthen that arm, and he's trying to get to a position where he can get back. And yeah, I was watching him throw today, and he looked like he was free and easy, but he certainly wasn't letting it loose. But he's got a few days, and hopefully he will be able to get back into the outfield. I'm not blaming Carrera for losing a ball in the sun. A ball gets into the sun, and there's not a thing anybody can do about it. It's just dumb luck and nothing more than that. But, yeah, if Jose Bautista's in right field, that is probably a double by Abreu and not a triple. But you never know. It took a really weird bounce off the wall. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Eddie, we have a couple of minutes left. Blue Jays lose 5-3 to the Chicago White Sox in 10 innings. First extra inning loss of the season. Let's sneak in Jay in Innisfil really quick. Hey, Jay. Hello, Jay.
Yes.
You're on the radio.
Oh, hi there.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, taking my call. I thought there was a lot of positives in this game on the pitching end. I know our bullpen kind of lost us the game in the extra innings, but I don't think this is cause for concern. I think Estrada was very strong today. And, you know, I think if they just continue with the starting pitching like this, I think they're going to be in great shape. And one last thing, I think we got to give the kid a break in center field. You know, that stuff just happens, and I think he's a good young bench player, and he's been helping us a lot lately.
Ken Pillar certainly played some great defense, and thanks for the call, Jay. Yeah, if they get strong seven-inning starts out of their starters from here on out, they're going to be just fine, and they'll certainly be in it at the end. They got to start getting some relief outs, but tonight, you know, it was Roberto Osuna who gave up a couple of runs, it's the first time in his career he'd given up a couple of runs. He's pitched four times in the last five games, so it's a lot to ask of Roberto Osuna. But as far as Kevin Pillar goes, it's been really bad. 8 for his last 64. And the thing is, though he did walk today, he really isn't walking. He's not putting himself into good counts. He's jumpy. He's swinging at a lot of pitches that aren't pitches at which he should be swinging. He's not doing himself any favors at the plate. And it's tough because, you know, now you want to make up five or six of those hits in every at-bat. But Kevin Pillar at least is contributing with the glove and doing a good job on defense. But it's been awfully not pretty at the plate. Blue Jays fall 5-3 to the Chicago White Sox in 10 innings despite Josh Donaldson's game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth. It's the Honda Postgame Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Blue Jays lose it 5-3 to the Chicago White Sox. Blue Jays were down 3-0 going into the seventh, but they scrapped for a run in each of the seventh, eighth, and ninth. And that run in the ninth inning, Josh Donaldson once again coming through with a home run. His 13th of the season. It tied the game, sent it to extra innings. But Roberto Osuna gave up a leadoff triple to Jose Abreu as part of a two-run 10th for the White Sox. And they beat the Jays 5-3 to salvage the finale of the series. Tomorrow's an off day. And then the Blue Jays open a week-long trip through Minnesota and Washington. We're on the air Friday night at 7:30 Eastern for an 8:10 first pitch. At 7 o'clock, you get Blue Jays pregame extra, Mark Burley against Trevor May. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. For Jerry, Joe, and Tom, Brandeo, see you later.